Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.
Well, it is time for another episode of the Podcast of Steel, episode 19. This one almost coming completely live from a comic shop, which is very exciting for me. I'm joined with some of the heroes from Get Ready Comics. Hello and good morning, guys.
Hello.
Morning. Hello.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun chat. So, yep, I've got Paul, Michael and Jade all talking about this wonderful shop and passions and geekness and fandoms and all the stuff that we all enjoy. So, guys, thank you so much for coming in or joining in. It's going to be a good laid-back chat. I'm interested to know more about you all as a business and as this little family of geeks that have come together. It's going to be fun to hear from all of you. But, Paul, if we could begin with sort of an origin story of Get Ready Comics, if we could.
Oh, okay. So, origin story actually comes from Michael.
Hello, Michael.
So, Michael can tell the origin story all the way back nearly 10 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a long story. It started out of I worked for a comic shop in Chelmsford, and that shop shut down, and it just sort of inspired me, and I had a partner at the time, so we set up what was Get Ready Retro, selling retro merchandise, and then it evolved into comics. Opened a shop in Strood, which was a bad idea. But then we quickly moved over to Rochester, which, you know, is such a good location if you've ever been. And then a few years down the line, the business just needed to grow, and I wasn't the person to do that. And in came Paul and Katie. And, yeah, and the rest is not history because it's still current.
So it's Paul, a very brief overview.
It is. What did you bring to the team then, Paul and Katie?
So we met Michael back in 2014 because we volunteered with Make-A-Wish, and we were fortunate. Like this is a game changer 10 years ago because Michael reached out to Make-A-Wish and asked, because they were opening a shop for comic books, very relevant to children and their wishes, to do some fundraising. And that's how we essentially met. And then they moved to Rochester 2 years later. So we've been in Rochester High Street since 2016.
We actually met for the first time opposite the current shop we're in, which is really bizarre.
Without this being the shop.
Meant to be then.
That's actually quite meta.
Yeah, we like that. That's,
as I origins, didn't think about that.
Yeah, written as in
origins,
the stars.
Yeah, as origin stories go, that's pretty cosmic. And Jade, when did you join this story? How did that happen?
Oh, I think just over 2 years ago, I'm pretty sure. I finished school, went to uni, had a couple jobs, started another. Well, I'd done like an animation course, then moved into a design and theatre one. But yeah, I was kind of tired of my old job. It was just sort of not really for me. And then I found these guys and I just fit in straight away. And I've like loved it ever since. More than loved it, actually. So it's just perfect.
That's what I enjoy talking with people, you know, when it's you're able to mix a passion with a profession and turn it into a career. It's difficult. We don't all love work. It's not always, you know, joyful. And mixing those things that bring us joy and turning it into a job is a tricky one. But you're doing fantastically well at it. I've been seeing your posts, and friends and followers have been telling me about what they've been getting up to. And I'm hearing nothing but good things, which is what I love about comic shops. The world needs more comic shops. I've mentioned on the podcast in the past is that when you talk to somebody about their passions and about what makes them happy, they light up and they get more emotive, they get more alive. So you're helping people embrace these fandoms and educating them about characters and stories and franchises that they might not have known about, which is fantastic, and I love that. So clearly with me, Superman is my main guy. He's my number one, but I love lots of other things as well. Jade, what's your big passions? What's your things that make you
smile?
Oh,
God, we'll be here for a while. That's I got fine. Through all of them. I'm a bit more of like an anime nerd. I have been since like secondary school, is when I really got into it, with like Attack on Titan, Demon Slayer. Now currently Jujutsu Kaisen, which is like blowing up everywhere. I've always been a Marvel fan as well. I do like DC too, but I think it was more Marvel just because of like the MCU and the films and stuff growing up. My mum's not really a fan of anything sort of geeky really, but my dad was really who got me into all of it, and gaming as well. So I'm sort of all over the place for stuff like that. Like Game of Thrones is a big one of mine as well, and House of the Dragon. I really enjoyed that too. So yeah, it's mainly just bit of everything, bit of gaming, bit of TV series, bit of films.
We are quite spoiled in the last decades or so. We've got so much entertainment at our fingertips that we are constantly waiting for the next thing. But it's nice to have all these options and sometimes be burdened with too much things to watch when you sit down with your pizza or your takeaway or your meal and you start scanning through Netflix or Amazon Prime to watch something, and by the time you found something, you finished your dinner. Michael, what are some of your big passions?
So I was quite late to enjoying much geek stuff because a little background on me, I was born and grew up on the Shetland Isles. So, you know, we just got to not blow away in the wind. That was my childhood. So it was kind of late for me. It was when I actually started working for a comic shop. And then I started entering the comic side of worlds before I've got a lot of passion for films, Back to the Future, Ghostbusters, Gremlins, and then the horror side. I'm a massive horror fan. And then when I started in a comic book shop, the first book I read was The Walking Dead. And then I was like, oh, okay then. And then it went on from there. But I'm more DC than Marvel in that argument. And it's as cliche as it is, Batman is the hero for me.
I mean, I'm used to it now. Batman's always been that character that is sort of number one. As we can see there, where Paul's wearing a Batman jumper as well. I'm feeling a little bit outnumbered. Jade, thank you.
I came branded. Wearing,
you know, Jade's probably hiding some Batman socks somewhere. I don't know.
If I could turn my camera, my whole wall is basically pop figures and Loungefly bags.
That's it. I got my pops behind me. Loungefly is something I want to get onto in a moment as well. But yeah, I mean, Batman's always that classic go-to, and the nostalgic element of the Back to the Futures, the Gremlin movies, the Ghostbusters movies. It's something there that, you know, nostalgia is a big market, which is why comic shops are always going to be popular. But it's finding new audiences now, and it's finding constantly new ways to retell these stories. And we've got that next Ghostbusters film coming out next year as well, which I'm excited for. I'm sure you are too.
It looks really good,
I mean,
A film that I'm really looking forward to. But I know Michael's looking forward to Mean Girls next year. So.
Yeah, and that's a big one. That was on my list. Yeah, I'm not sure why they're remaking that one. But yeah, it's a classic film.
It's supposedly not a remake. So
it's apparently a musical, which I didn't realise. But I'm too much of a fan of the original, so I don't know how I feel about that.
That's the thing. You can get connected and, you know, you get personal attachments to these films. And it is worrying when they are getting remade and retold. But, you know, sometimes we have to sort of, it's nice to have these stories continuing to be told so we get to keep them in our lives. But Paul, what about you, sir? What are some of your big passions? Don't mention Batman.
I started with cosplay.
Nice.
So essentially, I would come down to Michael's shop dressed as Captain America, which then progressed to Deadpool. Which then progressed to Thanos.
Oh, wow.
And Spider-Man. Have I still got my...
Just casually got Thanos' head.
Just to the head there, just behind you. Look at that chin. Now, that is a strong chin.
But I grew up reading the Beano.
Oh, see? That's a title that doesn't get much love anymore. That's my comic journey started with the Beano and the Dandy and Wizard and Chips. Going way back when.
I didn't even think about that when, because we did, surprisingly, we had the Beano in Shetland. And I did read that as a boy.
Fantastic comic. The only comics that used to come with free sweets every now and again as well back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a member of the Dennis the Menace fan club. I had my little black book with the Nasher and Nipper or whatever.
Nasher and Nipper and Rasher the Pig. That's it.
And I used to get my comic books from the local news agents and kind of be frustrated. There wasn't many places you could buy comic books, to be honest. But I spent a lot of time, and my introduction really to Superman was probably The Adventures of Lois and Clark with Dean Cain and Terry Hatcher.
Okay. Not a bad introduction.
My absolute, like, it was a pleasure meeting him at London Film and Comic Con a few years ago. But then I watched Smallville, and I fell in love with Smallville and that Superman franchise completely. And yeah, through the costuming and Make-A-Wish and realizing the connection that people made with the characters, it's kind of a no-brainer to have a place that people can come, not only to like the stuff like Ghostbusters, Back to the Future, E.T., all the classics that I grew up with, but the modern stuff, the stuff that's streaming. And I think a lot more people found that through COVID.
Yeah.
When they were stuck at home, they were reading, they were streaming content. We were delivering comics to their homes and toys and all that sort of stuff. And then they came back to us after COVID, and it's kind of just gone from there, really.
I like that. You've got a nice relationship with the customers, which, you know, which you don't often get that online. You don't see a face behind Amazon or an eBay. And I mean, I know you've got a fantastic website where everything can be seen, but it's coming into the shop and talking about those shows that you've been talking about and those films and those storylines, or waiting for the next project to come into the shop. And talk about the shop. Let's talk about your roles within Get Ready Comics. Jade, what is it that you are importantly bringing into this world of comic shops?
I think it's like what you just said, mainly, you know, talking to customers, making them feel welcome, making them feel comfortable, you know, engaging in conversation about, you know, stuff related to what we sell or what they're interested in about, like even with all the lounge fly and the bags or the pop figures, they're always from a new or recent like film or series. So, you know, if some people aren't really, you know, very open to talking about it, maybe they feel embarrassed sometimes, some people are, you know, it's nice to make them open up, and you always, you know, make them more encouraged to come in every now and then as well. So we're very friendly. Mainly just keeping it clean, looking nice, like presentable. We're a very small shop, so we pack a lot of in there, though. We pack a lot of products in there. So it's about making it look nice and always just making people feel welcome, really. It's the main aspect of it.
Love that. Michael, what are your favourite sorts of customer, apart from the ones that obviously come in and spend a lot of money?
So we've got customers that still come in from the very beginning, and they're the subscribers who first picked up the comic books, and I see the same faces from nearly 10 years back, and some of them stay quite a while, but the chat is brilliant, and you know, it's helped me learn more about comics as well, because I think what kind of happens in comic book shops is that there's a like a hierarchy. Nobody knows more than the comic shop man, and that seems to be a common theme. But with us is, I'm not an expert. I don't know everything. I know about the things I enjoy and I like, and I know little bits and pieces, but I like to talk with the customers and they tell me about what they like, and then you build, you know, information and interest through that. So just getting to know people and finding what they really like and catering for that.
I think that is one of those things, isn't it? I mean, as you said, is that stereotypical, it's the comic book guy, that person that knows every single fact, issue, variant, mistake that happens in a tiny little part of the comic. And that, for me, was quite intimidating back in the day. Smallville, that's the show that got me into Superman. I just woke up one morning and it was on TV and I was like, oh, I recognize this character. And when the season ended, this going back, Jade, is the sort of, this is before like broadband pretty much kicked off. So we didn't get streaming TV back then. We had to wait for months and months for the next season to come out. And we didn't know if it was going to come back to the UK. So when the season one ended, I was like, what do I do now? I don't know if this show's coming back. So I reached out to friends and said, like, well, I want to know more about Superman and what comics can you recommend? And there was a moment when I went to a local comic shop and I was a bit, it was my first visit to a comic shop. I didn't know what to say or how to act sort of thing. And I did feel intimidated by some of the people that were there. But another guy that was in the shop was just looking through comics and I asked him. And it's going back to that, Michael, is that, you know, it's when you speak to other people that know different stories, you find out new things that you want to learn more about. And that's important with a comic shop, is that it's that openness of embracing new things and not saying, oh, this comic, put that one back. That's not for you. You know, that gatekeeping element is something that I despise in the world of everything, whether it's gaming, TV or comics. So what you're doing there, helping people embrace new things during COVID, during now, it's a wonderful thing to see. And you're doing great work.
We kind of like to embrace people's interests as well. So, you know, somebody might come in and they all like stuff that, you know, one of us may have absolutely zero interest in, but we keep the conversation open and we like to see people's passions, because when people are passionate, like you said earlier, you see them light up and they have this spark within and then they just become such a great character, and it's just brilliant. And I love seeing that.
That's good. I love that. So Paul, you're a busy shop. There's people coming and going. What's been one of your favorite memories from working for Get Ready Comics?
Wow, that's a question, Luke. Crikey. There's so many moments that we get with young people coming into the shop, like people coming in searching for their first comic book, making them feel comfortable when they do that. And I remember there was a young boy called Huey, and he came in and he was a big fan of G.I. Joe. And I'd just come off of a cosplay weekend with Rob Liefeld, the creator of Deadpool. And Rob Liefeld had done Snake Eyes for, I can't remember which comic book publisher it was, apologies. And this kid came in looking for G.I. Joe comics, not expecting to find anything. And I pulled out Snake Eyes and he wanted to subscribe to it. He was only, I think, 8 at the time. And I took a picture of him and I tagged it, and I tagged Rob Liefeld, and Rob shared it and liked it and sent a message back. And I sent it to Huey, and Huey's been coming in here ever since. And now he's got a girlfriend. And he's bringing his girlfriend in. Yeah, I know. He's got a girlfriend. So we're seeing this progression of kids that have come in and got their first comics 4 or 5 years later are coming in. You know, they're at senior school now. It's still cool to come into a comic book shop. But that's one of my favorite memories in here. There's so many, but that's a standout one.
But that's the thing, and you're making memories, which is important. That first trip to a comic shop, as I mentioned earlier, it's an important day in any person's life. Jade, yeah. I work in the world of customer service and retail as well, so I know we have the odd day that's not the greatest. But for you, Jade, what's been one of the busiest days where you've gotten home and thought, today was a good day? Today was one of those days that this is the reason why I'm doing this.
Honestly, pretty much every day that I'm there. Sounds like really cheesy, but no, it actually is. I still enjoy every second of it. You know, it can get busy, especially near the Christmas period. And currently the Christmas market, well, I think it ended this weekend, just gone. But the Christmas market brings a lot of attention to Rochester, and it gets very busy, very overcrowded, and the Dickens Festival as well. You know, so it can get a bit crazy, and we need to do a bit of like crowd control and stuff, because again, we're a small shop, so we can only have a certain amount of people in at a time. But it's also a good thing, because, you know, if more and more people are trying to get in, you know, we're clearly doing something right.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's, you know, I enjoy every second of it, being able to talk about what I'm interested in every day, selling stuff related to what I'm passionate about as well. You know, it's, I enjoy every like minute of it, to be completely honest. So there's not like even one standout day. I pretty much just enjoy all of it every time. Perfect. I'm there, pretty much.
Perfect answer. Someone's after a raise. Anyway, Michael, talking about Christmas is very close. What's been some of your big sellers this year in the shop?
So we Loungefly is obviously huge for us, but we started dipping our toes in with we've got these blind pins, blind box pins. So they little pin badges. They come in a little box. You don't know what's in there. It literally is a mystery. And we've got all different types, and they've just gone crazy for us. And we they're called bag clips as well. They're not lounge fly, but they're like it's basically the element of surprise has been a great seller for us. People love that. They're great for stocking fillers, and then people chase the characters they want. And which we've started with trade. You know, if somebody's got a double character and we've got one out, we can trade. And
Oh, that's good.
you know,
I mean, yeah, that's it's tricky. I'm a collectionist. So when things get released, I'm like, oh, do I need it or do I want it? I normally always want it, and Funko are good with that. I've only got a few Funkos left in their box. I don't like keeping mine sealed away, but when they bring out things, as I conveniently have one to the side, it's the sodas. Now, these were popular at a point, but it's when they brought out sort of the varying issues, and like you can get that chase one as well. Thinking, oh, I don't have it and I do need it. Funkos for me, sort of when that sort of whole market blew up quite a while ago now. I remember when that first Superman one came out, and I was like, I need that. I need that for my collection. And then from that, it's literally blown up the Funko world. It's
Everything
a
we have that Superman tends to shift really quickly.
I like to hear that. I've got some adventures around the world in 2024, and some of those places will be in the UK. So I'm looking forward to coming down, seeing, well, coming up to see you guys, and slapping some stickers all over the shop, because that's what I like to do.
Please do.
But
On the door.
and even who knows, even maybe a live podcast recorded from Get Ready Comics. But
That would be cool.
I love visiting new and exciting places, and if I'm going somewhere, whether it be work related or for a sort of a vacation, I'm looking to find where the most re local comic shops are. And 10 years ago, it was a shame because you couldn't find that many independent comic shops. You see the big names popping up all over, but I want the character, I want the charm, I want to go into a coffee shop and I want to hear the banter between the colleagues. I want them to hear them fighting it out over which character could win in a fight. I want that passion, and I get that feeling that I you've got that camaraderie
We have a
between the
lot of
guys.
that.
I do love that. I do love
We
that.
actually do.
Going back to Loungefly. Now, I held a giveaway a few years ago with Funko for a Superman Loungefly bag. Now,
Yes.
they don't fit my back. They don't really fit on mine, but I adore them, and I've seen some fantastic Wonder Woman bags. Wonder Woman from Our Superhero Life. I know she had
Yeah,
a Wonder Woman bag,
Laura.
and that's how I found out about you guys, because she was shouting from the rooftops about you, and I was like, right, let's find out what this shop's all about. But the Loungefly bags are such a unique way of embracing and showing off what you love. I mean, I see you've got some fantastic ones behind you, but what I would like to ask all three of you is, what would be the ideal Loungefly bag for you and the thing that you love most? So let's go with Jade first. I'm going to throw you right in the deep end, Jade. A bag that nobody
Well,
else has. It's a one-off.
wow.
they haven't done an Attack on Titan one yet, which is my favorite anime and show of like all time. So an Attack on Titan one I would go absolutely crazy for. really that all like comes to mind at the moment, because I've been wanting one for so long. They've only just really started doing like anime ones. There's been quite a few Jujutsu Kaisen ones that have come out. Like My Hero Academia, there's been a few Dragon Ball ones as well. But yeah, an Attack on Titan one I would go crazy for.
Nice.
I would love that.
Michael, what about you?
No.
Yep, sorry.
Do you know what? They came out with one recently, which I didn't get, and I kind of regret, but I wouldn't wear it, so that's why I didn't get it. But it was a Michael Myers glow in the dark Loungefly,
Okay.
which I really, really liked.
We've still got it in stock, just so you know.
Treat yourself. It's nearly
Yeah,
Christmas, Michael.
you're welcome.
glows orange. It's amazing.
Merry Christmas.
So is it his face that glows up?
Yeah.
See, that's a niche little one to be walking down the street late at night.
And it glows orange as well, which I really like.
Okay.
But other than that, do you know what would be quite cool? So we've had like the DeLorean, having the hoverboard as a backpack. So it looks like you've got the hoverboard on your back. That'd be quite cool.
That's a good
one. In the shape of a hoverboard.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So a little bit bigger, so you get more stuff in it as well.
Yeah.
Oh. Right. If Loungefly are listening and all these bags get brought out in the next couple of years, then you need to get some free stock or something.
Yeah.
Paul, what about you? What would be your ideal Loungefly custom bag?
That is a really tricky one because I originally wanted a Captain America Shield backpack. Nice. And they made it.
They did.
I would love to see a Thundercats bag.
Ooh, okay.
Possibly a Lion-O or a Scene bag with the Thundercats on. I think that would be mega. They've done Transformers.
Yep.
I want to see a Goonies bag as well.
See if they brought.
I don't know what specifically.
Something with like either some sort of treasure map or that looks like the bag of jewels that you get at the end when they're all looking down. But there's lots of elements from, again, that film.
Like a one-eyed Willy on the top of the pocket and then the jewels on the...
And a baby Ruth bar coming out of the pocket. It's all those little...
And a baby Ruth could be the zipper pull.
See? And that's, again...
Oh, you need to write it down.
Write this down. Trademark. Sorry, Loungefly. We came up with this first. This is our baby. And that's it. It's little things like that nostalgia element. We love it because we get to remember the things that we forgot about and the things that brought us so much joy. I can remember sitting down with my nieces for the first time to watch The Goonies when they were about 10. And I was like, this could go one of two ways. And I mean, because it's nothing like the films that we've got today. And there's been talk of The Goonies being remade and revisited. And that's when I get protective about that sort of IP, when those things can't be remade. And The Goonies for me, was a VHS that I wore out from watching years and years and years. And over the years, I've had friends that have visited the set and they've gone on the Goonies adventure. But that film is just such a magical one. And going back, you've still got Thanos there behind you, Paul. He was obviously in the Goonies as well. So it's all gone.
Yeah, I was going to say, we had a couple in the other day and my brain wasn't where it was supposed to be. And this couple said they were from Oregon.
There you go.
And I was like, there's a superhero origin story there somewhere. And they were like, yeah, The Goonies was filmed there. And I was like, of course. And we ended up having like a bit of a conversation about the different filming locations in Oregon and how beautiful it was. And the fact that a Goonies fan has now bought that house and encourages people to come up and all that sort of stuff. And it's those kind of conversations. We've met special effects people from Marvel, people that have been extras in films, comic book artists, all kinds of people come through. And until you ask them a question or you have a conversation, it's just amazing what people then just start talking about. There was someone who designed the weapons for Aquaman.
Someone who wrote Aquaman.
Really? Someone who wrote Aquaman. Dan.
It was Dan.
And the Guardians of the Galaxy. We did a sign-in last year, Luke, with Dan Abnett, who wrote the Guardians of the Galaxy, but he's the person who created the phrase, "I am Groot."
Well, if there's royalties there, wow. But that is a claim to fame. That is a big claim to fame. That's one of those iconic,
really nice guy
Marvel
as well.
Lines. And that's what you like when they're passionate. That's, I know you started up many years ago, sort of at cons and events. My very first Comic-Con was London Film and Comic-Con. And I was so nervous about meeting people for the first time, people that I'd grown to love over the years. And it was the first time that I'd been to a con and I applied for press and I got it. So I was doubly excited about that. And my first guest that I was going to see was Margot Kidder, Lois Lane from Superman. And sadly, she didn't turn up because she was unwell. And a couple of years later on, I was going to see her at another event, and sadly she passed away. But the second person that I was going to see was Sarah Douglas, who was Ursa, the baddie from Superman 1 and 2. And she was there, and she was an absolute sweetheart. She walked, she was walking the crowds before the event happened, just being very, very sassy. And she made me back then, who was very shy and very nervous, feel very welcomed. And she was just the perfect person to introduce me into the world of comics. And that's what we need with people like you and this shop. That is what you're doing. So if somebody came into the shop, Jade, and they wanted to know more about your favorites, so Attack on Titan, what would you recommend to them?
Oh, goodness. Well, firstly, watch the show, definitely, because the story genuinely in Attack on Titan is like the best that I've ever witnessed, and a lot of other people agree as well. Like, I think it's the top rated anime for so long, for years. It started, I think, around 2013, and that's when I actually first started watching it. I shouldn't have, because I was too young, but I did. But yeah, it's incredible, honestly. The manga, you know, the manga is incredible too, but it's a different experience watching it to reading it. Like, definitely, I think that's with a lot of things, definitely. You know, the voice acting and the animation and the soundtrack especially is incredible throughout all of it. So I think definitely get more involved with witnessing all of the foreshadowing in it and paying attention. And it's not a very long series either. I think there's like four seasons altogether with like 20 minute episodes. So definitely being up to date, because it finished recently actually, after like 10 years of going on. But it's really incredible. So paying attention to all the detail in it is like the best thing you possibly could do, and appreciate the story writing, definitely. Because the story is the best thing about it, for sure.
You've all got so much passion for different things. This is what the comic shop is all about. I love it. I love it. Michael, if I was to come into the shop and I was after a heated debate with you, what thing could I say to really wind you up?
Oh, God.
Not that I'm Superman. Coming to see you. Oh, hang on. What? Superman?
Superman's better than Batman.
Okay.
And I've had this argument a few times. I'm going to start a debate now.
Yeah, it's going to kick off. I'm just going to hit mute for a couple of minutes. It's fine.
Well, do you know what it is? It's a lot of people love Marvel. I love Marvel, but I very much love DC. And a lot of the times, people can be quite mean about DC. And that hurts me.
Okay, you dragged yourself back.
And then, but I never shoot somebody down for disliking something, because everybody is unique and everybody has their own passions. Mm. And I love to have little debates and discussions and, you know, put your side across, get their side across. And, you know, we've got a couple of customers who we have a lot of back and forth banter with, which is fantastic. Yeah, so the Marvel and DC debate, even though in my heart I know Marvel you know, they do pip DC at the moment.
They have been, especially with the movies and the games. Some would say the comics are swaying over to DC again, but it's a constant dynamic. You're always going to have Marvel and DC. You're always going to have Star Wars and Star Trek. It's these fandoms that are always going to come together to either bicker it out or have fun with it, or banter, as you say. But as you said, everybody loves something else for very different reasons. Yeah. And that's why I'm happy to embrace anything. I love Marvel films. I love DC. I love Star Wars. I love Lord of the Rings. Anything that is escapism around the world of comics is what brings us joy, which is why, you know, you're all doing fantastic work in a comic shop. For me, it's a dream scenario. So look, I'm going to come up next year in 2024. If you want to give me some work experience and put me behind the till for a couple of hours, I won't make everybody buy Superman comics or Superman merch. I will let them buy what they want. But for me, working in a comic shop is an absolute, you know, dream come true moment. Paul, what is it for you that when you wake up on those days when you don't want to get out of bed and you're thinking, oh, it's another day at work, what drags you out of bed to get you to work?
That's another great question. You're good at this. It's like, sorry, you do it all the time. I just want to circle back to what Mike, when you're talking about someone coming in and having a debate with Michael. Michael's actually a training strongman.
Okay.
He's modest and he won't talk about it, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't argue with him.
I mean, Batman's not that bad, really.
I think
we just
have so much going on a regular basis that the business has grown. The social media, I love the social media element of it and engaging with the community.
Mm.
So every day I kind of wake up and I'm engaging with the community straight away. I know that can be, I probably moan about it quite a lot, but ultimately our social media following, making content, photographing the products, getting excited about the new things that are coming out because we get the privilege of seeing things six to seven months in advance.
Yeah.
So we pre-order our comics 3 months in advance. So every Tuesday on the dot, we get 9 or 10 new comic book titles. So it's then taking pictures of those, having a flick through, see what's new, creating some content. And yeah, I wish we had more time to do it. I wish there was an extra couple of days in the week where we could sit down and we could actually do something similar to this and talk about what's new in comics this week. But with any small business, you're always kind of pushed for time and it's not realistic. But it's really exciting to flick through and have a look what new comics are coming in. And then you get the excitement from people coming to collect. So double bubble.
That. Yeah. Yeah, I know you're busy. It's a Monday. We're going to be opening the shop soon, so I won't keep you for too much longer. But what I would like to finally ask you all, I mean, I'm desperate to have you back on the show in the new year to talk more about certain things. We'll try and make it themed. But what big films, shows, or games are you all looking forward to 2024? Because it is only a few weeks away. So
Deadpool 3.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll start first with Jade.
Oh god. Well, film, I think the new Joker comes out next year.
It does.
I'm pretty sure. And I'm a massive Lady Gaga fan. So seeing her as Harley, I'm gonna lose my mind because she was gonna do a brilliant job.
That first film was different to say the least. It was difficult to watch at times.
Yeah.
And I went to I think it was last year. Yeah, it was last year. A screening of Joker with a live orchestra. And that cello and violin.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
But it made it especially difficult to watch in some scenes. But even the lighting that they made in the theater, where all the artists were performing, they had little tables and little lampshades. So they were recreating the scenes from the comedy club. So it looked like that. But as the film sort of changed lighting, the lights on the table changed colour and it made it a very immersive experience. So Joker, the sequel, again, with Lady Gaga. I'm looking forward to that coming out next year. Any others you're looking forward to, Jade?
Not a film, but House of the Dragon season 2. I'm very excited for. I think summer next year it's coming out and they released the trailer like last week, I think.
Again,
yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I've already rewatched it like twice.
When HBO does big budget stuff, they do it very well. And it's those things that you really do have to watch like on the biggest TV screen that you could possibly get.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know I am looking forward to that one as well. Michael, what about you? What's big for 2024 for you, sir?
Is Ghostbusters out this year?
March,
it's next year,
year,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm one of these people who I can't stand trailers because I get too excited too quick and then I'm like, oh, when's it out? Is it out now?
Yeah.
So Jade will come in and she'll be like, have you seen the trailer for this? Have you seen the trailer for that? And I'll be like, no. But yeah, Ghostbusters and TV-wise, The Boys.
Yes.
Really looking forward to that.
Boys is so good.
I mean, again, that's a show that I didn't know anything about. I didn't know about the comics. I didn't know about the storyline. And I think I watched episode 1 and I was like, okay. I wasn't expecting any of that. And I think I've felt the same with every episode. There's a certain character that I won't mention, but it's the one that broke out of a prison cell. There was something very bizarre on the scene that I never thought I would see on TV. But every episode is unique. And some fantastic characters in there as well. But and Paul, what are you excited for next year, sir?
Get my list out.
He's got a list. He's prepared now. Look,
Deadpool 3.
Okay. Yeah.
Ghostbusters. I'm interested to see what Rebel Moon will be like.
Yeah.
With Zack Snyder.
Oh yeah, I thought about that.
As far as I'm aware, there's a prequel. Transformers animated movie coming out,
end
which
of
shows
year,
them
I think.
At the end, at the origin of Cybertron.
Okay.
Kung Fu Panda 4.
Again, but no, they're classic films.
I love Kung Fu Pandas.
Kung Fu is seriously so good. The one thing I love.
I'm
about
actually.
That, I think it was Jack Black was touring in a promo tour for the films, and he went all across China for like 1, 2, and 3. And in China, he doesn't dub the film. It's not even him that sort of dubs that part, but he is so famous now that he was getting mobbed from it. It's been it's a fantastic franchise. It's one of my favorite characters. Skadoosh is one of my favorite so things to say.
Kung Fu Panda 2 is like one of my favorite animated films amazing. Ever.
But again,
let's not forget Mean Girls.
Mean Girls, of course, yeah. We will all wear pink to that screening.
And I'm interested to see what they do with Madame Web.
Yeah. Again, it's a character.
Spider-Man.
It's one that's, you know, it's a difficult one to put out there. It's already had some backlash on the internet, but again, I try not to listen to most reviews. I've always said the most important review you can take on is your own. That's the most important thing you should take from a movie. But the trailer for that looked very interesting.
Beetlejuice 2.
I've got to say, yeah. Keaton is back. He's had a
good. Thought that was a lie.
It was a lie then, for so long. For so
and then
long.
I saw something which confirmed it.
Yep.
And I was like, well, it can't be not true now. And yeah, so.
For years, there was this amazing piece of concept art for Beetlejuice 2. And it was so well made because there are so many unbelievable artists out there that it was constantly getting shared and people just thought it was true because they saw this fantastic poster. But now, yeah, it is happening. I'm trying to stay away from spoilers. There's been so many spoilers already for Deadpool, and there's been spoilers for other things, but Beetlejuice, I'm trying to stay away from all those spoilers because Keaton was born to play that role. Batman, yes, also, but Beetlejuice is such
Beetlejuice
a fun
for
one.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's one other thing that I'm excited for.
What's that?
Do you remember the movie Ted?
Is that
Seth MacFarlane? Is there a new Ted?
There's a TV series of Ted.
It's a prequel, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's like the younger days. And I don't know why, but I've always found children swearing to be so funny. I shouldn't.
And soft toys.
But yeah, and it's just funny. I think toddlers are sometimes you'll see the odd video online of a child swearing. Monkey on the Car being one of my favourites where a child swears at a monkey. But Ted, for me, Ted 1 and 2 were some fantastic films. Yeah. It's the guy from Family Guy, isn't it? I forget his name.
Seth MacFarlane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very talented singer. Didn't know that. But that's going to be a very fun show. Yeah, so some very good picks for next year. So I'm looking forward to seeing all those as well. And I'm looking forward to seeing what all you guys are up to as well. So where can people find Get Ready Comics online to find out what you are selling and what you are getting up to, gang?
You can find us at Get Ready Comics on Instagram, TikTok. TikTok?
Car,
Instagram, TikTok, Facebook.
Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, yes. I'm enjoying Twitter. Your reels. Your reels are, they are letting people see in a fun way what you've got available. And if people haven't seen your shop, they need to, because the frontage, I love how your shop looks. It is so unique. It's such a wonderful front of house. And it's a real one that sort of will grab your eye as you are walking past it. So
it's a beautiful
it's Monday.
Building.
You've all been fantastic. I'm hoping all three of you will be back in the new year to talk about more, because you've been just
absolutely
fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm loving what absolutely. You're doing. I'm going to come and see you in the new year. I want to see what you're getting up to. Guys, it's Monday. You're going to be working soon. I'm going to get this episode out as soon as possible. But thank you so much for your time. But
thank you.
Thank you for doing what
thank you.
You do. If it wasn't for comic shops, we wouldn't have comics. We wouldn't have films. We wouldn't have video games. And I and many other people wouldn't be able to worship the heroes that we have grown to love. So thank you for everything. And I'll speak to you all soon.
Take care, Luke.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you.